Hello, and welcome to The Dropout Diaries. I'm your host, Trisha Dasgupta, and every week until the finale of Hulu's The Dropout, I'm going to be talking about all things Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes, and Hulu-related. I'm very excited for our first episode today, and before I get into some of the different things that I find so fascinating about Theranos in the next couple of weeks, I guess I wanted my first episode to be about why I think people should pay attention to the Elizabeth Holmes case that, of course, inspired Hulu's The Dropout. There's a lot of things that are very interesting about this show, and I think it's so fascinating how many people are willing to consume media about it, because at the rate we're going, there's the first book by John Carreiro called Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies Within a Silicon Valley Startup. Then you have the eponymous podcast that inspired the show. You have the 2020 episode. I think there's a 60 Minutes about her. It's just a lot of what people who have not read up about the case might be like, isn't this the same story? And it is. It is the same story. But it really is an insane one. And a lot of people ask me, you know, they're like, okay, why on earth do you care about Elizabeth Holmes so much? And the reason I personally care about it and the reason why I'm doing this podcast and this blog is because I think Theranos is a perfect example of what happens when our culture cultivates this very toxic environment that puts forth the idea of success before the real like ideals of making a difference. Now, what I mean by that is another thing a lot of people ask is, how did Theranos happen? Well, Theranos happened because we all wanted it to happen. People wanted to believe in Theranos because people wanted to believe in, honestly, the American dream. If you think about the timing of, you know, when Elizabeth Holmes dropped out of Stanford, when she started this company, it was 2002, 2003. This is post 9/11 America, when a lot of Americans are looking for hope and they're looking to rebuild this idea of patriotism and what it means to be an American. And the American dream has always been a cornerstone of that. This idea that we're, you know, as Amanda Seyfried says in the, I think, first episode of the show, you know, we're cowboys. And we pave our own way and we make great strides. And the idea that we could be making such a big change in the medical industry is obviously insane, especially during this new war in Afghanistan that was taking place. The beginning was taking place in 2002-2003. So it really doesn't surprise me that people were willing to believe an 18-year-old who was operating on essentially a high school diploma, believed that she could change the world. They wanted to believe in her because they wanted her to be real. They wanted this to be real. And it was a very specific culture that led to it. And I think that culture is still very toxic and very prevalent today. If you go out to Silicon Valley, it's still this idea that you have to be this, you know, teenage genius who's making billions of dollars. And we're seeing it now with NFTs and cryptocurrency and all of this kind of faux success. I mean, it's even bled into like influencer culture. And I think it's, you know, you might think it's a strange jump to go from Theranos to influencers. But is it really? Because if you think about it, that's what Elizabeth Holmes is selling. If you look back to the language that she uses in the patent and in her pitches, it's almost like propaganda. It's very much kind of catering to a very specific emotion. And it's so strange to see that in the context of, this is a medical company. This was supposed to be medical technology, biomedical engineering that helps further the state of healthcare, but it wasn't that. That's not what she was selling. At no point was Elizabeth Holmes talking about the medical innovation itself. It's just the fact that she had innovated something. a lot of companies want to talk about the specific innovation they made. Elizabeth Holmes never did that because Elizabeth Holmes had never made that innovation. But people didn't care because that's not what she was selling. Theranos was never selling blood testing machines, blood testing devices. They were selling the idea that we could change the future of healthcare. And you see that repeatedly throughout the TV show, which I think is so interesting. I think it was a really good choice to see a lot of her pitches to investors, even the ones that failed. And I also thought it was very funny to see that. I quite enjoyed the moments where the show takes turns kind of dressing down Elizabeth and telling her, you know, character in the show, but also just the idea of her in general, that she deserves to be spoken down to at a certain point, or put in her place at least. This very arrogant 18-year-old or teenager who just is skipping all the steps to, in her viewpoint, be successful. And I think that's a main takeaway, if anything, from the show. You know, a lot of times we can look at scams like this. An example of this is Inventing Anna. What do you learn from it? Nothing, right? You're just like, okay, fun, cool, great story. But Theranos isn't that. I think Theranos is a cautionary tale about what happens when we kind of lose sight of the real things we put value in as a culture and as a society. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see the escalation of the Theranos scandal within. This is the first sort of fictional take on the show and the creative take on the show and the story. So I am very much looking forward to this week's episode, which I'm hoping is going to show a more of the Walgreens fall through. And then also Tyler Schultz, who is the original whistleblower, I believe, he just got introduced onto the show. So I think it's going to be interesting to see that. And honestly, I know there's been a lot of discourse on Elizabeth Holmes. I know there's been a lot of discourse on Theranos. But I'm looking forward to seeing more conversation about how we can fix the culture that led to the disastrous fall from grace that Elizabeth Holmes had. Because she hurt people. The company hurt people. The company, another thing, I mean, we saw the fallout of what happens when a company is fraudulent like this in the first episode when Elizabeth's father loses his job from working at Enron. And that's real. Elizabeth Holmes's father did work and lose his job for Enron. So yeah, I think it's going to be interesting how they handle it. And I hope that this is a conversation that more people can have, which is just how did we let Theranos happen, which is A, we believed in it because we needed to believe in it. How can we stop Theranos from happening again? How can we stop this culture that leads to people wanting to be successful so bad that they're willing to give it all away and hurt people in order to make it happen? And yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting to see how people react to the next few episodes. And as always, I am so excited to see the episode tomorrow. And if you want to watch with me the next few weeks, you can tune in to The Dropout Diaries, new podcast every Wednesday, and new review every Friday morning. Thank you, and I'll see you guys next week.